It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have over the phone Principal Wendy Flucky from Castle Heights Elementary. This is our school district update, trying to get around to all of the schools in the district now that school is going and things are happening at all the schools. Lots of fun things always going around the district, and Castle Heights is no different. Principal Flucky, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
It's my pleasure, Dave.
Let's dive right in. You know, one of the first questions I always like to ask is, how are things going at Castle Heights so far this year?
You know, we just started school 2 weeks ago. Kindergarten started a week ago, and I'd have to say things are off to a relatively smooth start.
And, you know, it's always nice to get things rolling, get things underway, and then you get that break for Labor Day that's coming up, and then, you know, it's really time to start getting back at it. But you said you guys aren't waiting. You're already starting your beginning of the year testing, correct?
We have. In fact, we started it the day after school started. We've almost completed the DIBELS and the RAS testing, which is the reading testing for kindergarten through fifth grades, and now we're moving into our Acadience math testing, just get that beginning of the year data.
And you were saying that that's all grades, and you've got a new instructor up there that's handling that?
We do, yes. We are excited to add Renee Pressett to our team. She's our instructional coach. We also have Casey Frazier. That's our new special ed teacher. And then we'd also like to welcome Tristan Garvin. He's our new fourth grade teacher.
So you're starting to pick up and get things rolling. And you know, with testing and things like that getting underway, is there anything that, like, you are looking forward to or, like, that you want to focus on this year? Or does the district kind of give you an idea of what to focus on and then you can kind of add to that?
Well, our goal is definitely to raise our reading goals, which is the district goal as well as our school goal. And then we also have the focus on increasing our basic math competencies. So those are the two big focus areas that we focus on each grade level according to their grade level standards.
And that was one of those things I was going to ask. It seems like every year, and as it should be, but reading is always one of the top goals for every year, isn't it?
Exactly. We're always looking for growth and to get better and better at it.
All right. And, you know, the school runs fairly well, but it's always great to have a good support group. And you said you're going to have having your first PTA meeting today.
We are, and we're excited to have a new PTA president, which is Amanda Steele, and she's done a fabulous job so far, and we're having our general PTA meeting today to approve the budget and activities for this coming year, and it'll be at 3 p.m. in the Castle Heights Library, and everyone's welcome to attend.
And the other great thing about that, too, is that you have that, and as you said, they're starting to plan activities and things like that. Is there anything in particular that you know that's coming up that, you know, is one of your favorite things of the year or you look forward to every year?
Well, we got lots of fun things. One thing that PTA is planning is September 20th, they're planning a PTA family movie night at theater. There'll be more information coming home, but they have that planned. Ways for parents to get involved not only with the PTA, but we also have our school community council that's looking for volunteers to serve on that, and ballots are open for the next 2 weeks, and that's a great way to get involved in the school as well.
Now, is there a place, if somebody wanted to be on that community council, what would they need to do?
They just need to go to our website and click on school community council. The ballots are there, and they can either submit them online to me or they can bring them into the front office.
And that's a really great thing, too, because it's a lot more detailed than people think, isn't it?
It is. We receive our Utah Trust Lands grant each year, and then the community council decides how those funds are going to be spent. And so those funds actually pay for some of our positions, such as our music teacher, our art teacher, several of our aid positions. So it is a big benefit to our school.
All right. And around the district, there have been, you know, changes and with drop-off, pick-up, and anything like that. Is it kind of staying the course at Castle Heights this year, or have you changed things up there as well?
Nope, our procedures are the same.
So they've stayed the same. So basically the way you've been dropping your kids off and picking your kids up at Castle Heights is the same this year as it has been the last few years.
It has been, yes. We do have supervision that starts at 7:45 in the morning for parents that need to drop their students off before school starts. And then, again, pickups at 2:40 in the afternoon.
All right. Principal Wendy Flucky at Castle Heights Elementary, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And just think, the next time we'll be talking, it's going to be close to, like, Thanksgiving.
I know, and it'll be here before you know it.
It truly will. Thank you once again for taking out the time.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.